absolutely committed to improving our local road system in the city of Cedar Rapids. It takes time because, honestly, things were not taken care of in the past. So I've been here 10 years in Cedar Rapids. Actually, it's going on 11 years now in September. But when I came, I saw really the horrendous condition of our streets. And there was only so much that could be done utilizing the operating budgets of the city, because there's so many demands for those dollars. So on a regular basis, the city would make small improvements, and in many cases would borrow dollars in order to make those improvements. But it was not enough. We had a crumbling road infrastructure system. And, you know, roads are like many other things. If you, even a road that's in fair condition, if you don't take care of it, you know, a couple years later, you're going to be in need of replacing that road. So things were really ignored, from things that looked pretty good, but really were starting to decline, as well as just the overall system of decline. We started the Pavement for Progress initiative, and this has been a tremendous success for the city. Supported by our citizens, this is a 1 cent sales tax. That brings in about $20 million a year, and we have made a great improvement in our road system. Sometimes it may not feel that way if you look out and see your road in front of your home is not been addressed, but we're making great progress, and we need to keep going. We cannot stop now, because that progress will be lost if we don't move forward. Gotcha. And so we have on the ballot an extension of the Pavement for Progress program. So that'll be on the ballot of the November election. That Pavement for Progress initiative, again, will raise $20 million a year. And the great thing about sales tax, you know, first of all, we have control over what we spend. Also, that sales tax fund comes not just from Cedar Rapidians, but all those from adjoining communities and others in the state of Iowa and the traveling public. So it's not just City of Cedar Rapids citizens that are supporting our road system in this case. The dollars are coming from a variety of places. But the 1 cent sales tax will raise $20 million a year in order to keep the progress going to improve our streets. And I know it's frustrating. You know, I came from West Des Moines, and one of the first things I noticed was the condition of our roads in the city of Cedar Rapids. Because in West Des Moines, it's a newer community, and almost all the roads were taken care of. They were maintained properly, and they were relatively new. In Cedar Rapids, we're an older community, and we have had a lot of older streets that, again, as I said, were not maintained. This program is giving us the ability to maintain. We're utilizing dollars not just from Cedar Rapidians, but from the public who spends dollars in our community. And I'm hoping that in November, the public supports the extension of Paving for Progress, so we can keep the momentum going for everyone that utilizes our roads in the city of Cedar Rapids.
There's another project that I am really excited about, because I like to go out in the trails, and we bike, we walk a lot. The Cedar Lake. What can you tell us about the Cedar Lake?
So I mean, everybody knows Cedar Lake, and it's not just Cedar Lake. It's what we call Connect CR.
Right.
And so this is a fantastic project that has been a dream of this community for many, many years. When I was in the Des Moines area, I was around when the city of Des Moines initiated the Grays Lake project. And this was similar in many ways. It was a lake that had lots of potential, but needed to be cleaned up, updated, improved, and enhanced. And so I saw what happened with Grays Lake and the impact of that lake on the community of Des Moines. So, you know, we're not Des Moines. We're different, very, very different. But this lake really has great potential for us. And so a number of citizens have come together. This is over a long period of time. Councilman Dale Todd was given credit really for being someone who never gave up on Cedar Lake and kept moving the ball and pushing and pushing and pushing. And so in recent years, a committee was put together of citizens, not just companies, but individuals, and had a tremendous goal to secure $20 million for the lake and for the bridge that we call together Connect CR. And we've been successful. The city has put dollars in. We made a contribution of $5 million. When I say we, I mean the citizens of Cedar Rapids. The private sector has been very, very helpful. For instance, Alliant Energy gave us $1 million, but we've had a number of large contributions and just excitement about this project. So it's going to be a transformational project. It'll involve a boardwalk. There's going to be tremendous access for all. And we're going to preserve the wetlands and enhance the wetlands where appropriate on the North Shore. We're going to add different sports such as paddle sport launches, floating islands,
oh, wow,
and a nature-based playground. So, you know, it's something that I'm just really excited about as a Cedar Rapidian. And, you know, whether it's the Pavement for Progress program or Cedar Lake, or the way that we're going to be replanting and releafing Cedar Rapids after the derecho, we want to do it better than it was before. We want to enhance it. We want to make this a community where people want to continue to come, to move to, and to select as their community of choice. And then also extraordinarily important, we want this to be a community that is fair and has access to all. So it shouldn't matter, for instance, when we're reliefing the community, what your resources are. We want to make sure we make every place in Cedar Rapids and every human being of Cedar Rapids has access to beautiful nature and beautiful trees. Cedar Lake is the exact same way. We want to make sure that this is a place that every person can enjoy. And so that eye on diversity is something that we're thinking about really for everything that we do. We want to respect all in our community and make sure that we have ready and open access for all. So, yeah, all of it really is very exciting. And for a Monday morning, I'm really pumped up just to be able to talk about all the things that we have going on in the city. And, you know, as you said, we've certainly had some challenges, but we've overcome those together. As a community, we'll continue to overcome those and make CR a better, stronger place for the people that live here as well as those that choose Cedar Rapids as a place to live.